Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The midterm elections are now less than 4 months away, and one thing we already know is that there will be a lot of new names on the ballot, including more women and minorities than in past elections. About 100 Muslims around the country have filed to run for office this year, according to Engage USA, a Muslim civil rights group. Saima Farooqi is one of them. She's running for a seat in the State House of Representatives in Florida, and she'd be the first Muslim in the State House if she wins. She joins us from Miami. Saima, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And first of all, just tell us why you wanted to run for office in your district.
I'm running for office because I felt a dire need to help the community. I have lived, worked, and raised my kids in this district for 13 years. And I have felt that the community's opinion and voice hadn't been represented well enough in Florida state's politics.
And you would be the first Muslim in the State House if you win.
When I win, I will be the first Muslim in the State House. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you?
It means a lot because I'm not just running for a specific community. I'm running for everyone who lives in the district, and I would be the voice for all the minorities and the communities that have been ignored and not well represented for a very long time.
And I know that one of the things that spurred you to run was some of what we've been hearing from President Trump. I just want to take a listen here to him before he was president, speaking in 2015, right after the San Bernardino shooting.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
How did you react when you heard that?
I was very devastated, very depressed with this statement. And I was very concerned that a candidate who's running for the highest office in the country, that kind of statement coming from him, and that is the part of his campaign, that just made me so concerned. And I would like to give a credit to our president that he has kind of ignite the minorities to be together and stand with each other to make a difference. So I think the impact of that statement kind of like gone reverse, that people came out as more united with the sense of togetherness to help each other.
But at the same time, another impact of that statement was that he did follow through and he was able to get his ban on people from majority Muslim countries in place.
That's correct. And that ban is unconstitutional. You cannot ban specific group of people to coming to United States based of their religion and based of their origin. America is the land of opportunity and it's a melting pot. It's land of immigrants. So I don't understand how could he even initiate that kind of ban.
There's also been a lot of sentiment against Muslims holding office in the U.S. I want to listen to a little bit of it. Here's former presidential candidate, now Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, speaking in 2015.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
And here's a former spokesman for Roy Moore, who ran for Senate in Alabama, speaking in December last year, explaining Moore's belief as to why Muslims shouldn't be in Congress.
You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
Have you heard that kind of stuff from anybody as you've been campaigning in Florida?
Yes, I did when I was canvassing and trying to get my petition signed. I got some interactions where people, when they saw me at their doors, they were a little biased and there were they showed their emotions and the hate towards Muslim community. But that really did not hold me back because I got more support than that kind of interactions.
Were there ever days when you felt like you wanted to give up this race?
Never.
Never.
because those sentiments or statements of hate, that they are kind of like fume and fuel for me. They really ignite me to do even more and strive more. So I really thank those people. They really try to pull me back. But they really give me more motivation to do it because I know we are better than this.
What do you want to accomplish if you end up in office?
I want to represent each and everyone, regardless what they believe, who they love, where they came from. I wanted to be a voice of everyone, and I want to do the right thing. Within my career, I have gained an experience of problem solving. So I would be, I'll be finding solutions to any problem that come across.
That's Saima Farooqui, who is running for a seat in the Florida State House. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And by the way, Saima said that the Trump travel ban was unconstitutional. That is her opinion. The Supreme Court ruled last month that it was constitutional.